Question. In 6.46 in the Bhagavad Gita, when Krishna is talking about how the various transcendentalists are in a hierarchy, and he talks about karmis over there. So Prabhupada translates those karmis as sakam karmis. And he says karmi bhischa adhiko yogi. The yogi is greater than sakam karmis also. So what about the nishkam karmis? How are they left out of this verse? Answer: the word karmi can have multiple meanings. Now, just like as I have explained in another context, how the word karma also can have many meanings. The word karma can mean any activity can be called as karma. The word can refer to a specific kind of activity, that is, in the three kinds of activities, karma, vikarma and akarma. It is one kind of activity, which is, then that says karma will refer to sukarma, good karma according to dharma. So in this we can have these two meanings of the word karma, that any kind of activity can be called as karma, and activity which brings about a punya, good result, a pious result, is karma. Similarly, the word karmi can have multiple meanings. The word karmi can refer to, in our current context, we often differentiate, oh, these are my karmi clothes, they are my karmi friends. So when we use it in ISKCON parlance, we often use karmis as equivalent with materialists. Materialistic people are called as karmis. In the Vedic context, the word karmi will refer to anybody who is following the path of karma. Now the path of karma, there are three paths: karma marga, jnana marga, bhakti marga. So in the karma marga, there can be multiple levels. There can be nishkam karmai, there can be sakam karmi. And to some extent, even the karma yogi can also be included in the karma marga path. Not exactly, but to some extent. That's why the word karmi can have multiple shades of meaning. And we will have to look at the context to see what is being referred to by a particular usage of the word karmi. Now, in this context, in 6.46 and 6.47, which are the last two verses of the Bhagavad Gita, 6th chapter, Krishna is establishing unambiguously the supremacy of bhakti. And as a preface to that, he is telling that the yogi is the best. Among tapasvi, jnani and karmi, the yogi is the best. And then he says the best yogi is the devotee. So here, primarily Krishna is referring to karmi as the practitioner of karma marga, because it's contrasted with tapasvi and the jnani. So that can refer to any kind of practitioner. It can mean sakam karmi, nishkam karmi. There can be nishkam karmi would be to some extent similar to karma yogi. Now Srila Prabhupada's English translation for that is the fruity worker. So fruity worker can refer to just a gross materialist, or a fruity worker can refer to a religious materialist who is aspiring for, say, the punya and the results of that in this life or the next life. So now, nishkam karma yogi, or if you want to say nishkam karmi, that is also a subcategory within this karmi. So this verse is not giving a linear hierarchy that includes all paths. It is giving a general indication of how the yogi is the best. So is in karmibhyascha adhiko yogi, tapasvibhyo adhiko yogi, jnanibhyo mato adhika. So it is not saying that, say, tapasvi is higher than the jnani is higher than the karmi, and the yogi is the highest of them. It's just saying that among all these three, the higher than the it's not a progressive 1, 2, 3, 4 hierarchy. It's a comparative statement where yogi is said to be higher than the other three. Basically, there is no progression in the other three that is told over there. So there is no hierarchy among tapasvi, jnani and karmi as talked about in this verse. That's why within karmi also, we don't have to go into the technicalities of the inner progression. The karmi will include anyone who follows the karma marga. And what will karma marga be? Karma marga can refer to karmakand, where one is doing rituals for getting material results. Or karma marga can also refer to the path of action, where one is doing action in the world for a particular purpose. So the, even the karma yogi also does action. So that's why this word karmibhyascha adhiko yogi, karmi, will be a broad sort of open-ended term which will also include nishkam karma yogi. And Prabhupada's translation of fruitive worker can refer to any kind of person who is seeking some material fruits. And in a narrow sense, that will refer to only karmakandis. But in a generic sense, in a broader sense, it includes anyone who follows the path of karma. So that's why we don't need to go into the... Because this is not a technical classification of hierarchies over here. It's a comparative statement establishing the supremacy of the superiority of the yoga marga over here. That's why it doesn't go into all the substates within the karma marga. So when we have the word karmi in English and whatever translation we can use for it, say Prabhupada used the word fruity work, we have to understand from the context what is actually being referred to. That what is referred to is any person who is practicing the path of action. So as compared to the path of action, if you refer to yoga as the path of connection, yoga essentially is connection with Krishna. So as compared to the path of action, as compared to the path of austerity, as compared to the path of knowledge, the path of connection, yogic connection, is superior. That is the essential message of this verse. Okay?
In 18.66, Lord says,